Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Depending on Bread. The main point of this message is the exchange of dependence on God for life, for that which is made available in the world, but is incapable of sustaining life. The desire and need of physical bread to keep the body alive has overtaken the need and desire for spiritual bread to keep our souls alive. By causing Israel to suffer hunger and want in the wilderness, God tied the spiritual and physical dependence of life together. He demonstrated life, both spiritual and physical, is dependent upon Him, and not the physical food they ate. The same is true today. We take for granted all the things that are necessary for life that God provides without acknowledging that it is God which is keeping us physically alive. The bread we eat, water we drink, air we breathe, the light which warms the planet, and everything else that is needful for physical life is provided by God. Living by bread alone is a reference to the idea that access to the things that keep us physically alive are incapable of maintaining and sustaining life. But whether we live or die, all depends on the word of God Himself. For it is God who has power to give life, take life, and restore life, so that man lives or dies by the will and word of God. But it is God who has power and authority of both life and death. But sadly, the world has become dependent on bread to live, which is incapable alone of keeping us alive, and by doing so has forfeited and condemned our eternal souls of life. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. You can be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministry functions and activities. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.